Either stay up till 4 or wake up at 4. We're about balance. You're on the 4am Club with Leroy and Sam.
Join us two simpletons as we help each other through life and extend our reach to you so we can all learn from our experiences.
If you like the episode, share it with a friend and leave us a rating.
And follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast to keep in the loop.
Welcome back to Shower Thoughts, everyone, where we talk about anything and everything. So today I'm going to be asking Sam about sleep because I think, as we all know, sleep is pretty important and some of us may get not enough and some of us may get too much. And it's up to debate what is the right amount of sleep.
So lately I've been like experiencing the effects of like poor sleep. And like every time like you miss out on sleep, you're like, oh my gosh, sleep is so important.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it's something that you kind of learn for a little bit and then you just slip back into old patterns.
Oh, it's unreal. Like the difference in, I guess, getting sleep. Like, I don't know how we functioned getting maybe 3 hours, 4 hours of sleep on the weekends.
Yeah.
And then like in midweek, like watching, what do we do? We used to go to the gym at 10 p.m., have two coffees before the gym.
It's nuts, wasn't it?
And just like the sleep was just off the charts, like disgusting. But like I've been listening to a few things. I know you've been reading a few things about the importance of sleep. And it's like when you get a bit older, you realize like how much you actually need to sleep to be able to function normally. So that being said, what is your insight on sleep?
My insight. So how would I like organize my sleeping pattern per se?
Yeah.
So I guess there's always the golden rule of like 8 hours. Pretty stock standard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's interesting though. We've got a couple of friends that said like they can't function without like 9 or 10 hours sleep.
Yeah.
And there's some that like, no, I only ever need like 6 and then I'm fine. So for me though, I'm finding like the golden hour is like the 8, like the so pretty standard average.
So 8. You're on the 8?
I'm on the 8. Yeah.
I think I'm more like, I can function pretty well in 6 to 7, I reckon.
Yeah. I can't. I don't know. I just find I'm not like myself throughout the day. I'm like a grumbly bear that's ready to like attack anyone that looks at me funny. But like, if I get too much sleep in, it's certainly not as bad as having too little sleep.
Yeah.
So like I feel like we do a lot. We train a lot. You know, we've got a lot of things going on at the moment.
Mm.
I feel like we're quite deserving of more sleep if ever we need it.
Yeah.
So, like, in saying that, like, even though I aim for 8, if I get, like, a little bit of an opportunity, you know, a Sunday or, like, you know, another day off to sleep even, like, 2 or 3 hours, get up to that, you know, that beautiful, like, 10-hour mark.
Mm.
Oh, man. Like, you wake up, you feel like you're a new person almost.
A newborn man. Yeah. With that 10-hour sleep.
But you almost can't do it all the time.
No.
It's like, I'd almost feel more tired. It's like a nice relaxing tired.
Mm.
But it's like, man, like, I don't know. As much as I'm learning about it from this book that I'm reading, I'm still up to that point where I don't know if it's more detrimental to have, like, too much sleep. Like, I'm getting the premise that it is. But, like, how much is too much sleep?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I've definitely had those times where I've overslept, so to say. You're kind of a bit more groggy and it's done a bit more damage than, like, a full, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours sleep.
Yeah. I guess the interesting part is, like, learning about the different, like, parts of the sleep cycle.
Mm.
So, like, I'll tell you something, a fun little fact I learned the other day. REM sleep is actually rapid eye movements. So, there's a little period that you're sleeping in. It's usually, like, relatively, like, early in the night like, your eyes just kind of twitching and, like, moving a lot.
Yeah, going a bit, like...
Yeah, like, yeah. So, it's a real weird thing to see. And, like, we don't know that we do it, but it's that state where we're kind of processing, like, lots of emotions, I think.
Yeah. Geez, that, like, that rapid eye movement, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, maybe, like, some sort of machine AI robot, like, you know how they do that sort of, like, like, file transferring, like, the mess-ups of the day, and, like, putting that in the, I want to delete this, but I can't delete it, because the system won't let me delete it, so, like...
It's, like, a bit of a system overload, and it's almost like you are doing a bit of a, you know, system cleanse at nighttime. Like, it was like the deep sleep is when you're kind of like repairing, you know, the brain and like putting things into like short-term memory.
Mm.
And then I'm pretty sure, like, it's like someone let me know if I've got this confused around the wrong way. But it was like when we have that kind of dream state is when we actually get to process like emotions like really well.
Okay.
So like for me, what I find, I mean, I could be absolutely looking into this the wrong way and like mentally tricking myself into it. Like if I have that 8 hours sleep, I feel like I do have like a slightly more clarity in terms of like decisions I have to make that next day.
Oh, I think that's 100%.
Yeah. But like the weird part is like, what's the reason why? Like, is it because like I'm emotionally slightly more in check, or like, is it just because I've slept better? I'm just like not tired all day.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. I don't know. Like that why is always a really big reason, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like I know a few friends have always debated, and like, this is an actual ongoing debate. They don't actually know why we sleep.
Mm.
Like you, like even me saying that, like I sleep because I'm tired and like to refresh my brain, but like that hasn't fully been proven or something. I need to read up more on that, but it's a huge debate, like why we actually sleep for as long as we do.
I guess for me, the main part would just be like recovery. Like, like let's say for example, all the run training we're doing at the moment.
Yeah.
Like I know, like if I don't like get a good sleep in before, like after a big training session, like my odds of having a good run the next day are very low.
Mm.
Like my body's just not going to be there.
Yeah.
Like I think it's just recovery and repair. I think that's like the sole purpose. So I reckon there is like a very valid reason, but like the specific reason like why we can't do it, like just like, you know, chilling out.
Yeah.
Like monging out in front of the TV. Like what's the difference between shutting our eyes and just doing nothing? I don't know.
Yeah. I think maybe because when you sleep, like your body gets into that like almost like standby mode where like you're not thinking, you're not doing all this stuff. So maybe you can go into like repair mode and use energy elsewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I remember from this one game, like where it's like Civilization or something where you start off as a monkey, like a newborn monkey.
Yeah.
And it's about the civilization, like the change from monkey to human, and essentially different actions you do can impact the way you evolve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you pick up a stick or you pick up a rock kind of thing. Yeah.
And in this game, like they showed sleep as when you sleep, say like you're a little baby monkey and you get taught how to hunt or something. When you sleep, that's where that's solidified, that memory.
Yeah, that's full on true. That's what the book's saying too.
And then so on. So like, yeah, maybe sleep is some way of saving a chapter.
Yeah, like it's almost like a checkpoint type thing. Yeah. That's pretty much exactly what the books like that I'm reading at the moment is saying.
Really?
It's pretty much like it's a time of actually to like process short-term memory.
Mm.
So the whole idea of cramming the night before an exam essentially is getting like thrown out the window by science and research essentially. Like you, even though like you're seeing and like viewing all this information, because you don't have the sleep before, like you're actually getting any time to like put it to long-term or even short-term memory.
Ah.
So yeah, it kind of, you know, all the times we were up till, you know, 2, 3, 4, like not sleeping before exams, just trying to shovel as much like information into this brain. It really wasn't helping us that much. But I guess coming back to the question of like, how would I organize like my sleeping pattern?
Mm.
I like recently, like I've had that big, like shocking moment of realizing like we've been trying to get good at the mornings. And I don't think it matters like how good you get in terms of like a morning routine. If you don't nail like the nighttime routine, your morning is like starting on a negative every single time.
Mm.
So like one massive thing for me is like a no phone rule now. Like I've broken it a few times when I've had to, in terms of like 8:30 to 9 o'clock is like in that window is when I'm like, I'm saying my goodbyes or like I'm just shutting it down. And then from 9 o'clock onwards, it's like no devices, like just like book, shower, bed.
Yeah.
And then like that way, like my brain's had a little bit of switch off, but it's like, it had the same like consistent thing each time. Like there's no real times that I'm kind of getting to like 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock being like, why am I still watching Drive to Survive Formula One and watching Daniel Ricciardo like race around this track? It's so entertaining, but also I know it's going to trash my morning the next day.
Mm.
So like a couple of things, I guess, would be like number one, setting that no phone time. Number two, setting bedtime. And then number three is also actually having everything packed and ready for the next morning.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Like for me, I always thought it was like maybe like just my bag, like my work bag, but it's not. Like you can organize so many easy things to make the next morning so simple.
Yeah.
Like just the clothes you're going to wake up in and like just go train in, just having there like laid out on your like on your little wardrobe is like the most amazing thing ever. It's just such a strange luxury. I love it. No, I can't go back from.
It's like a throwback to, I guess, early in the school when you were a little kid, you like have a shower in the morning and then you come out and like your your clothes are laid out, your shoes, your little socks, and you just know what you need to do.
Yeah.
Especially in that morning when you're not functioning like completely normal, like you're still transitioning from dreamland.
Yeah. And it just takes the thinking out of it. Like, for example, like another example would be like Steve Jobs, for example. He always had like a work uniform. Even though he didn't have a uniform, he knew when he woke up, he was putting on this particular set of clothes that he was going to be getting stuff done in.
Yeah.
And so it took away any like selection process. So it just simplified the morning. And I thought that was like an awesome way of doing it. So, I mean, for me, it's been like packing my work bag, like packing my training clothes, getting my work clothes ready, and then also having my lunch ready. Bro, if you wake up in the morning, your lunch isn't ready.
Oh
shit. So you're staring at that like that tin of tuna and a packet of rice and just be like, and it is not a fun time.
No.
And like, for me to walk to the shops, it's like a 10-minute venture there, 10 minutes back.
From your work?
Yeah. So by the time you eventually like manage to like coordinate a meal, use up then you're 30 to 40 minutes of your lunchtime.
It's just moving.
I don't mind the walk, but if I can like open up the fridge, slap my Tupperware container in the microwave, click that button for 2 minutes and then have this like 5-star, you know, chicken, rice, vegetables, with sauce in there. Yeah, it's a 5-star for me.
That goes a long way. And then even in that also impacts your money side too, because I know a lot of people are good at saving, but where they go wrong is just that those little residual lunches, little drink, little lolly every day for 5 days a week for 52 weeks. And then times that by however many years you work.
It adds up. And then it starts off as one little purchase and then you're adding coffee on top of there. And then the weekends roll around, you're like, I'm not in the pattern of making food, so I'll just go buy lunch.
Mm.
And then, it's dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dangerous cycle.
And, like, I liked what you say about that no phone from 9 to 10, because I do the same, but, like, in each own day is a bit of a struggle, because that 9 to 10 time is, like, the time you want to just, like, sit back and watch TV, or, like, watch Netflix or do whatever. But, like, I think I've had to learn, especially with social media, that I'm not actually going to miss out on anything if I go to sleep.
Yeah, so I like having my phone, like, right next to me. So, like, that way at least I can know I can, like, go back and, like, make sure I've checked my alarm.
Mm.
But it's so deadly, though. Like, I probably shouldn't do it because, like, I'm like, but what if this person's replied and they sent me something, like, juicy or interesting?
Yeah, exactly. And then you get into it. My take is, like, I'm actually, I think, trying to get my phone out of my room now, because I have this like shitty little radio alarm that I've had since probably like forever.
Yeah.
But I honestly recommend having an alarm that's separate to your phone.
Because
that way then like now I always just turn off my phone, and that, you know, although I can just turn around and turn it on, like it's, you know, it gets me thinking like, oh, do I really want to turn this back on? Yep.
Like you beat that initial like 2 seconds of, oh, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like, entertain me.
Yeah.
And then, you've essentially made it just like a little bit harder. It's a little bit more of a hurdle.
Yeah. So I think that's a good idea. And another interesting thing I heard on, I think, the Jay Shetty podcast about sleep. So he said, because, you know, we're surrounded by light, UV light, and just like light every day, like our bodies aren't building up the sort of chemicals that they release when it's actually dark.
Yeah.
And like that's especially at home with all the lights on. So what he said was a good thing was to try to reduce the light. And that doesn't mean like, you know, just sit in darkness, but maybe try to get some like candles.
Yeah.
And just like use a dim light, maybe starting from like 6 p.m. Just so like your body's so more used to like, as it's getting dark, it's starting to produce, you know, the chemicals and the hormones that, like, help us sleep.
It's sleep time, essentially. Yeah.
So, that was one thing. And then another thing was, like, I don't know about you, but I think I set my schedule, like I'm like, all right, I'm in bed by 9. So, that I count that as, like, all right, I'm going to be sleeping at 10. But it probably doesn't happen that way. But, like, actually setting a routine where maybe at 7, you, like, brush your teeth at 7:30, you do something. You do like all these little things, so your body just knows, like, yeah, all right, it's sort of time to start winding down, and you build that, ingrain that in. So you brush your teeth, you wash your face, you, I don't know, drink some water, and like you do that every day, and then like eventually, once you like get to sleep, your body is like, knows it's sleep time.
It's yeah, it's like it's almost like setting your own like little timer.
Mm.
So no, all right, you know, now we've got to tick it away and be ready in an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I get that. It's almost like shifting down gears of your brain.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of just like going from watching some action movie at 8:59 and then going to bed and like just lying in bed and still being a bit like having adrenaline, you know. I think it's about slowly segmenting into that sleep mood.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Oh, like for me the other night, like, I slipped up and I was just like, oh, I'll watch one more episode of this Formula One show.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just lying in bed. I had, like, the sound of the cars, like, roaring past my ear. And I was just like, oh, man, I'm so hyped. I just want to know exactly what happens in the next episode. And it's deadly. It's dangerous.
All right, man. These makers of TV shows, they know how to hook people in.
They really do. They've got me good.
It's that the most dangerous thing for me is that showing what happens in the next episode.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. What is one more episode?
And they throw it in there so quickly.
Yeah.
So you don't even see it coming. I think one more tip for me in terms of like a nighttime routine. Like, I guess I'm a big overthinker. I'm always kind of like planning out like what I'm going to do the next day and like flipping out like, oh, how am I going to do this all? So like for me, like knowing that I've got some time in the morning, like writing down, or like even like thinking about it. Like I just write every night. So it's easy for me to like quickly jot it down, but just like becoming like aware of the three things you're going to like do in the morning.
Yeah.
So like for me, it takes the thinking out of it. So I wake up in the morning, I see my list of things that I'm going to do. I was like, okay, cool. I'll do this one first. I'll do this one. And then oh, that one's easy. You know, tick that off too. So then you're having to get there, like open your laptop, be like, what bit of work am I possibly going to try and start now?
Yeah.
You have like a set little performer saying like you've taken the thinking out of it again. And if I write it down before I go to bed, it doesn't come with me to bed. And I'm just like, how on earth am I going to get all this stuff done tomorrow? Like I've got that plan there ready to go as soon as I wake up, like fresh and, you know, yeah, a little bit groggy, but it's there. I've just got to execute the plan essentially. And that for me has just been like massive. So that'll be like my fourth tip.
That's a good tip. I think that tip is like a really great life hack in general for everything. Cause that's sort of how I try to do things. Like, you know, when like you have to transfer someone money, just do it there and then. Yeah. So it's not weighing on you. One thing I do is like filling up my car. So I'm just driving and my car's like it's got a half tank. Most people would probably just let it drive till like you need to fill up.
Me.
Yeah. But it's like a little thing that I just noticed, like if I'm not stressed and like, I don't have to be anywhere, I just fill it up there and then get the other half so it's full. And that way, like, you avoid those sort of times where you get in your car, you need to be somewhere and you're like, oh shit, I don't have any petrol really. And then you get to the petrol station and for some reason it's that time when the petrol just gets like to $1.60. So like, just those little things and like what you're saying, like having three things written before you need for the next day, preparing your lunch. I think that's a simple life hack.
Yeah.
Just preparing and like putting a bit more extra time the day before or the activity before just to make the next time easier. I think by doing that, you literally shave off like so much random procrastination and save time initially.
The big thing for me too is like, what else am I doing at night time other than just like stuffing around? Like, I'm not doing anything of value. It'll take me probably like 5 to 10 minutes at that time.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, I just want to get this done. I don't know. I'm not trying to, you know, change the wheel here. I just want to get ready for bed.
Yeah.
So I'll do it like really quickly as opposed to if I'm trying to do it in the morning, it'll take me like half an hour to get things organized. It would have taken me like 5 minutes the night before. Cause like, I'm like half asleep, just want to do like easy things, not like plan and organize. I just want to have to do something. Versus in the nighttime, like, I don't want to do anything, but it's easy to like plan and organize.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like two totally different like times of the day, giving you two different mindsets.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that would, I guess my main four tips, just to summarize, would be one, having a bedtime. Number two, having a no phone rule. Number three, writing this stuff down. And then number four was, I think keeping it consistent.
Yeah.
So that would be my four tips.
There you go, folks. That's Sam's four sleep tips.
Yeah. And then the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone's got some pretty cool tips that work or don't work, please let us know. Yeah.
I feel like there's so many things that like the blue light blocking glasses.
Yeah.
All kinds of like funky diets.
Some music.
Yeah, some music. I think the meditation part would be big too, but they're all like different, like there are all alternative approaches.
Yeah.
That aren't based on a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to, what week are we up to in Mufasite? 30 something.
Yeah, 32.
So yeah, be sure to, I don't know.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, see what we're up to.
Shoot a donation if you'd like.
Yeah, it all goes to a good cause.
And see you next time.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. If you liked our episode today, be sure to follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The link can be found in the description.
Don't forget to follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fixed. Be the change you want to see in the world and do something nice for someone, because the future is built by people working together.